refined
90s
quick hits
cinema.
Hi, I'm Alex.
And this is Brendan.
We're here for another episode of Refined
90s
Quick Hits.
Quick
Hits. We'll figure it out.
It's good to look in your eyes.
It's been a while, man. We've both been so busy lately.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's just to the point where, like, even the Thursdays when I'm not super busy, I'm like, I don't feel like doing anything. I miss hanging out with my buddy, dude.
I know. I miss talking to my friend.
Yeah. We're in person right now. We're in Studio 3.0 in Brendan's new basement.
Drinking some black cab.
Yeah. Some really nice, what did I say this was? Hang on a second. Let me look at the... So it is a Bacco Noir, not a Pinot Noir, a Bacco Noir, which is really interesting. I never knew that was even a thing, but...
It's from Niagara on the lake. Remember when I was complaining about Niagara on the lake?
Yeah, why do you hate that
Michelle
so much?
Michelle listened to that episode, and she was like, what, you don't want to go with me? So then we had to go.
Did you enjoy it?
I actually did.
Yeah.
We're going for our first honeymoon.
Nice. How many honeymoons are you having? What do you mean first honeymoon?
So, because we're not going on a big trip until the summer, we have to have a mini moon, which is a weekend trip after the wedding.
Nice. Steph and I are going to do our honeymoon like maybe next year, maybe the year after. We want to go to Greece.
Mm.
I really badly want to go to Greece.
Cheap-ish. Yeah.
And it's beautiful there. So, yeah, turn me the fuck
you
down.
You have a very dynamic voice.
You know what it is?
Very quiet voice.
It's still doing it too. It's ridiculous. It's because when I was streaming a lot, I got used to like projecting so that like it was very clear.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, pretty much.
Welcome to my stream.
Well, and when the thing is, like, when I first started, I'd be gaming and I would focus too hard on the game and I would like mumble. I would like talk like this when I was trying to talk to my stream and no one would know what I was saying. So I got used to like actually speaking out loud and, you know, enunciating while I was doing things and like focusing more on what I was saying than what I was playing. And I also learned to like pick games to play on stream that were almost second nature to me. So I wouldn't have to focus as hard on them while I was talking to people. So that's when I started to get more viewers. Like when we were playing Tony Hawk, remember how like crazy that stream was? Yeah, that stream was crazy. We had like 50 people in there at one point, and like we were just nonchalant skating around, doing tricks and talking and stuff and singing and all kinds of craziness. It was fun.
We had like, it took us like 3 days and people were with us.
Yeah, the whole three days.
3 days. Man, that was so much fun.
Yeah, that was a good stream. Honestly, like next time you come up to visit, maybe we should try streaming like Tony Hawk 2. Did we do Tony Hawk 2 on stream already? We beat Tony Hawk 1 in a day, and then we did the second one, didn't we?
I think we did 3.
Okay.
I don't think we did 2, but we could do 2 and 4.
Well, we could do like the remasters too. We have those on PlayStation. So
I have it on here.
Yeah.
I need to get a new controller.
Yeah, that was fun though. I don't stream that much anymore. Brendan's going to help me set up my mic, so I have better audio when I'm at home.
And so then it means we can pod.
Well, and then you won't have to listen to my voice cutting in and out and being shitty all the time.
And his chair being like...
Yeah. Or shit like this.
Chair, so it's
where I tap on the desk. Or my keyboard clacking because my mic at home sucks right now. So I'm going to buy probably one of these mics. You can send me the link to what it is and then I can buy all the other shit. And
I'm actually going to get an exercise ball to sit on when I'm in here.
Nice. I need to hook up my but I need to set up my standing desk again because I'm sitting so much right now working on the shit I'm working on. So, but we're getting old, guys. We're like, Brendan's what, 34?
And I'm 33. Am I 33?
I thought you were a year older than me.
Yeah, but
I'm turning 33 in October. So maybe you're only like 6 months older than me.
Yeah.
Are you sure? I always thought that you were like a whole year and a little bit older than me, but maybe I'm just crazy.
It's 2023. I'm 33.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So you're like 6 months older than me. You're not a year older.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm turning 33, but I like everything hurts sometimes. I'll wake up in the morning some days and I'll be like, I don't want to get out of bed. I'll be like, I'm going to have a great day today. And my back's like, the fuck you are.
Get wrecked.
But yeah. Anyway, Brendan was making fun of me earlier because I play a lot of golf now.
I was not. Well, you're turning into like a retired Wayne Gretzky.
I'm a retired old man.
Drinking wine and playing golf.
Drinking wine, playing golf, podcasting, and collecting Pokemon cards. My favorite pastimes.
It's good to be back.
It's been a while. We haven't had a podcast since like, what, March this year?
Yep.
Just after my wedding or just before my wedding? No, it was after the wedding we did one.
We did one before, one after.
Yeah, because I remember doing the one where I was like, I'm a married man now.
Yep. We've been following the saga for years at this point.
Yeah, no kidding. To be honest, like, I'm really impressed with us because even though there are long periods where we don't pod or we're not consistent, we like stick to it. Like, we keep coming back and we're always going to like keep making shit because it's fun. It's fun for us. It's a good way to stay in touch when we don't have a lot more other stuff to do. So,
yep.
Pretty soon we're both going to be married and on our path to the later parts of our lives. Oh, what are we doing today, Brendan?
We are doing a little throwback quick hits with some 90s comedy routines and funny junk video. Although funny junk, I don't think was around in the 90s, but some old early internet viral videos.
Early internet, like flash animated viral videos.
And our first is the famous You Kicked My Dog prank call by Kerpal.
Now my dog need operation.
And apparently it was by a teenager named Travis Hopkins from Mississauga in 1993.
Mississauga?
Ontario.
It's Canadian?
Yes.
No way. That's awesome.
He now lives in Toronto.
Oh, I'm actually so pumped now. I didn't realize this was a Canadian thing. It would be. Most of the funniest comedians are from Canada. Jim Carrey lived in Canada for a long time. Like, he was born here. Ryan Reynolds was born in Canada.
And also this guy.
And this guy. Yeah, You Kicked My Dog guy.
It's starting.
I love the phone. It looks like a sex
toy.
This
was always my favorite. The flash MS Paint.
Yeah. They're like shitty mouse drawings. It is hilarious. I love that it's like you can hear the static in the audio because it's so
old. It's a real phone call.
I know.
Like,
she kicked my dog. I love that they gave the guy like such a huge smile too.
Which he's
like, I love that the dude's got a picture of the dog in the background too. You fucking guy.
You know them, right?
Fuck you. You know what this is, Brendan? Have you heard the, you've heard the skit where it's like, what's your name? Tony. What's your name? Ezekiel. Fuck you, Ezekiel. Fuck you. No, fuck you. That's what this is. That's like the modern version of this. You kick my dog, you fucking guy.
I love how, you know, she starts taking it seriously and then she realizes like it's a joke towards the end.
Yeah, doesn't she start like giggling and stuff? Yeah.
You don't ask dumb questions. But like, there's no concept of like intellectual property or anything.
Yeah.
Like, someone took that, turned it into this, posted it on the internet.
Well, yeah, the amount of plagiarism in the 90s is mind-boggling to me because there's no way they got the rights to this skit and then posted it. And I bet this person made so much money off of this shit.
Probably made no money.
But on YouTube, though, like, how many people have watched this video now? Look at how many views this has, probably.
Almost 6 million.
Yeah, so imagine the amount of money that came in, the revenue on YouTube from that. That's crazy.
If it's monetized.
Well, it probably is, though, because it's on YouTube. I bet people have to watch ads all the time to watch this shit.
All the comments are like, 2022, still funny.
It's hilarious.
It's just stink.
It's all people our age that are like trying to find the nostalgia. And now my dog needs operation. The duck video. Is that the lemonade stand video?
I have no idea. This one?
Yeah, with the duck. That's got to be the duck with the lemonade stand. It is. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Got any grapes?
It's so stupid.
It's the dumbest shit ever. We're just like watching videos about 90s internet.
These are not 90s.
No, these aren't 90s videos, but it's about the old school 90s internet. This kid's like 14 years old. He's talking about old school shit. He probably doesn't even know what old school means.
He's like 12.
Remember the one...
Oh, is this the kid with the remote in his asshole?
Oh my god, this is the kid whose Warcraft account got deleted. When is this video from?
I have no idea. 13 years. This can't be the original.
This is not the original. This has got to be so old. Bro, I feel that shit though now. Because like when you spend a lot of time on something.
I'm pretty sure it's fake though.
It's definitely real. Like this kid.
No, I don't think so.
This kid is freaking out for real. He's pissed.
He's very good at taking his clothes off.
it's so funny. What are the comments on this video? He looks like he's fucking possessed.
Just know this. This kid is an adult now. He could be anywhere.
Kid gets angry. The remote. Ah, shit. Here we go again. That's so funny. Oh, man. Oh, my Lord. It's 2023 and I can't help but still laugh. It is funny. It's really funny. Wasn't there like a sequel to this where he like fucking pissed, made his brother pissed off again about some other bullshit? I can't believe, like, sometimes I watch this shit, Brendan, and I'm like, there's no way that it's that recent. Like, I don't even think this video is 90s.
No.
It's just old as fuck.
It's like early 2000s.
It's definitely genuine, Brendan. There's no way it's not genuine. Oh my Lord. Just type in like 90s comedy, 90s Flash video.
The Flash. Apparently there was a TV show, maybe, The Flash.
Maybe type in like 1990s Flash animation and see.
Okay. Was Flash a thing in the 90s?
I don't know. Oh, it was.
Newgrounds Gems.
Okay, Newgrounds Gems might make it.
Oh, I remember this one.
Oh, he puts the fire out on his head with a cat. Yeah, I don't know. It might not really fall into the category. I don't really care, though. It's funny.
Newgrounds, funny junk, addicting games.
Oh, my God. Addicting games, bro.
So much time on there.
Do you ever play the one with, like, the... I think you were, like, a paper plane or something, and you had to, like, cut off the other paper planes and trap them in boxes and stuff? Maybe it was just, like, an arrow, but... Did you ever play that game, Cross Country Canada? You were literally a truck driver, and you had to type in. It was one of those, like... You typed in what you wanted to do. It was kind of like the old Space Quest games and stuff, but you were a truck driver and you had to try and like survive like a cross Canada road trip as a truck driver. It was awesome.
It was just like the options in like the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, you could type in like turn on windshield wipers and it would like do that. And you could like type in like pull over and then you could type in like check engine. Tires to make sure everything was okay. Or like people drew this shit.
like took probably months.
Also, that house that guy was in front of there, that was literally just like the Simpsons house, but drawn. Yeah. Like it's got like the same driveway and everything. This is so good. The creativity of some people. I'll give you a really big hug if you can tell me what this song's from. I know the exact thing that this song is from.
I don't know.
It's from F-Zero.
What is that?
It's a game for Super Nintendo from the 90s.
Like, what is Sakupin doing?
See?
Right?
F-Zero Endless Challenge. I like that they do credits and they like named all the characters. Like,
but not actually.
Granny from across the street.
The fuzz.
But like, this shit would not fly nowadays. If you made a video with copyrighted music like this, like, you would get copyright striked so fast. Oh, I remember these videos. This is just like a fighting thing. Like, he beats the shit out of a bunch of dudes.
Do you remember this one?
Oh, dude, it's so good. Animator versus animation.
How do they even do, like, Flash-style animation?
It's just frame-by-frame stuff. Mm. It's just it's essentially a style. Essentially, what this is traditional animation. Like, you draw every single frame. It's just... In Flash, you can like add extra effects and shit. Like, that's what all this is. This one is really clever, though. Like, I remember watching this and being like super impressed when I was younger. Did you ever play around on Macromedia Flash like this?
Obviously, I didn't do anything that amazing.
There's all the keyframes in Flash. So, like, I used to make like Dragon Ball Z stick fight videos on my Macromedia Flash on my shitty like 90s computer. I would sit there for hours and just draw every frame, and on like Windows XP or even less than that, like DOS.
No, I don't think DOS could do it.
I don't think so.
No, it would have been it would have been XP for sure.
XP or 2000.
Yeah, maybe it was 2000.
Definitely did.
Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. Do you remember the game Line Rider? You never played Line Rider?
No.
Oh my God, Brendan, you got to try Line Rider. Send him to the graveyard or to heaven. AVG antivirus and the firewall.
Oh my God.
That's so clever.
It's such a good, like, snapshot of what it was like to use a computer. Early 2000s.
It really is. I think there was like a second one that they did too, where he like escapes and... Oh, and now he's a virus, or now he's an ad blocker. They're like keeping him in jail and he has to block ads for them. That's so cute, freaking hilarious. Type in Line Rider on like anything. Just type it in on like... Yeah, and then click play. So now what you have to do is you can draw a line underneath him.
Okay.
And he'll literally like ride on the line, then click play. So then like you can stop it and he'll start from the beginning again when you play it again, but you can draw more lines and he just keeps going.
So that he can't.
Yeah. So you can like.
So if I wanted to, I could just draw another line.
Yeah. Or you can also delete the ones you already drew and have him like ride up. It's all based on like gravity physics shit though. So you have to like, yeah, see, so he'll still go backwards.
So you can't like block it.
Yeah. You can also use the regular pencil and draw like an actual like curved line, and he'll ride the curved line too. So I think it's the one on the far left. If you want to like just draw a curved line for him to ride down. Yeah, there you go.
I'm so talented. I feel See? Like
and then he'll freaking go down it. So okay. I used to sit in my computer class
for like ever
and just keep drawing like courses for this little sled dude to ride on. It was so good. And you can make him do like loop-de-loops, and you can like make him fly across the screen and land on another line, and like he like wipes out and stuff eventually. And you can do like lines that have like turbo boosts on them, so you can like,
whoa, got stuck.
I can't believe like you missed this era.
Yeah,
of this
I never
game.
Saw
linerider.com, everyone.
Yeah, it's pretty
I never
sweet.
Played this.
I mean, that's probably not 90s either, but still, it's like hilarious. Such a good little computer game. And it's just like Google code. Like, it's nothing but that. We should do like Rugrats episodes.
The pilot. It's only 6 minutes.
Oh my God. It looks so. Well, yeah, the episodes are really short. So, like, what it would be is with commercials, they would be about 10 minutes each. And there'd be three episodes in the half an hour segment. So you get like a couple different stories with the Rugrats.
You want to do it right now?
Fuck yeah, dude.
All right, let's do it. Rugrats.
Did you ever watch Rugrats?
Refine 90s Cinema Quirk Hits.
Yeah, of course I watched Rugrats.
Dude, this was the bomb.com.
I saw, remember the movie?
Oh my, with Dill Pickles?
I bought the soundtrack.
Yeah, dude, the movie's so good. That had like Smash Mouth and stuff in it, didn't it? The soundtrack? It was a good soundtrack. The Digimon movie has a bomb soundtrack too.
I never liked Digimon.
Yeah, but the soundtrack for the, like, oh, so good.
Nickelodeon.
Is this literally the pilot episode?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Stew.
Look how jank this animation looks, bro. This is so awesome.
Was the mom's name Betty?
Dee Dee?
Dee Dee.
Stew and Dee Dee
Stew,
Pickles?
Yes. And then his brother is Angelica's father.
Yes.
Right?
I think so.
And then they have friends.
They have Phil and Lil.
Their neighbors.
Phil and Lil are the neighbor babies that Tommy's friends with. And then Chucky's his best friend.
Yes. He's like a hypochondriac.
And Chucky doesn't have a mom, just a dad. And Angelica, yeah. Angelica's a bitch.
Yeah, she sucks. She's like the older bossy one.
Yeah, and then there's like there was one other girl that hangs out with Angelica that like comes over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, and Lipschitz.
Dr. Lipschitz.
Dr. Lipschitz is like the hot shit about parenting. Look at her mouth, how big it is. Oh my Lord. So this is actually funny because when they're TV shows in the 90s, when they're doing traditional animation like this, keeping a character on model, which basically just means keeping them like all the proportions the same all the time, but still like animating.
Because people hand drawing.
Yeah.
Each frame.
keeping them on model was really hard in television, though, because of the short deadlines. So, like, that's why you see their faces constantly, like, getting bigger and smaller and all kinds of weird shit happening, because there was such a short deadline on this stuff.
I also think the style sort of lends itself to that kind. Same thing as, like, Beavis and Butthead.
I was just going to mention Beavis and Butthead, too. Like, when she stuck her head in the side of the screen, it made me think of Beavis and Butthead.
What the fuck is this dog? He's like watching a commercial. It's this weird ass dog.
Or King of the Hill.
Yeah, King of the Hill, Beavis and Butthead. Dragon Ball was the same way. It had like very jank animation at the beginning because...
Well, they just didn't have the budget, right?
Well, and also like a lot of the people that worked on television were like beginner animators. And hand-drawn animation is like, it's way harder to keep characters on model than 3D because 3D is like an actual like... built character in the program, so it's hard to break them and make them look weird.
Like there's pre-built rules.
Yeah, it's like a character that's built in 3D space, so you can't like accidentally draw it too big, right? It's just you're moving a character around that's already built for you. So keeping them on model is a lot easier in 3D. But oh yeah, Howard and Betty. Oh yeah,
Betty's like a feminist.
Yeah, she's like a feminist, and she like is all into running and exercising and hiking and shit. Tommy looks like he's seen some shit, Brendan. Look at him.
He's like,
he's so fucked. What the hell? There was an episode of this show where Tommy loses his like paper airplane in the basement, and Stu's an inventor, so he like has all this like weird shit. And there was like a baby making, like a baby doll making machine in the basement. And that episode terrified me as a kid because the dolls were like super creepy looking and shit. Look, it's showing the basement right now.
Yeah. Oh, because it's
with all of his like weird inventions and shit. But yeah, the plane like gets stuck on a conveyor belt, and like all the dolls get all fucked up, and like it just looks all weird, and Tommy gets freaked out, and yeah.
Basements were always portrayed as terrifying places.
I mean, I had a pretty terrifying basement in both of my first houses growing up. Like
we had like a it was almost like a cellar, like an unfinished part that you went down into for the laundry room. And I was always terrified.
That's kind of what mine was, too. There was like pillars in the basement. Yeah. And then like the back room was the only room that was finished. Yeah. And like everything else was just like boxes and like weird shit and cobwebs. And
I remember thinking there was like a scary dude that lived in there.
Yeah.
Who's going to like get us if we went in there.
Did your basement have a light switch that like wasn't near the stairs, so you had to like hit it and then run to the stairs and go up the stairs back to like the rest of the house?
I remember the ceiling was lower than the rest of the house.
I always had to hit the light switch, and then I would like run for my fucking life and like try to get out of the basement as quick as possible because the lights were off and I thought I was gonna get murdered or something. They're going on an adventure.
Chuckster.
It's like Tommy's first birthday party or something.
I think that's the, well, and they need to introduce us to the characters, right?
Yeah.
Even from episode one, she was horrible.
She even looks like a little shithead. So the Rugrats movie was actually one of my first ever theater movies.
I feel like it's pretty late, like 2001?
I think it was like 1999. It came out pretty. Yeah, look it up. It's definitely older. I hope it's 90s. That would make me really happy.
99? 98.
Yes. Yeah, it was like one of my first movies I ever saw in theaters.
Oh, we did it.
Yo-ho, bo-ho, and a bottle of yum. Yeah.
Episode 14.
That's awesome.
3 years ago.
Damn. I need to listen to that episode again just to see what we said about it. It would be fun to like rewatch the movies we've done already just to see like, you know, that's like one of our
feelings
segments.
Changed.
Yeah. Look at his nose on the floor. Babies are gross, dude. So when my sister and my brother were growing up, my sister was born a couple years after my brother, right? So my mom told me a story once about how my brother would like crawl through the hallway sometimes, but if he had like pooped in his diaper too much, they'd be like falling out of it. And my sister would follow him around and pick up his poop off the ground and eat it.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Babies are gross, dude. I swear to God. It's a wonder babies like actually survive. Actually, Rugrats is a good indication of the fact that it's a wonder babies like actually grow up so much of the time.
When they had like a Rugrats, like a teen years
One. Yeah, it was called like All Grown Up or something like that. Yeah. And Drew looks pissed, bro.
I like how Phil and Will just start fighting over it.
And then Angelica's like, fuck you, stupid babies. This is mine. And the parents do nothing. They're just like, whatever.
It does look very cool, but everyone's like, what is it? I forgot they're always like on his case because he's a failed inventor. He lives with them, right? The grandpa?
Yeah. Look how like Stu's so upset now because they made fun of his invention. Oh, it's literally a baby monitor and they gave it to him for his first birthday.
He won't know.
Yeah. Don't they end up using them as like walkie-talkies in the show later? The babies start like talking to each other on them.
The parents are so excited and they just leave the kids on the floor. Why does he want the dog food?
I don't know, because he's a year old and he's gross. Stupid kid. Oh no, he's crying.
Can you imagine being the voice actor whose job it was to just cry like a baby?
You know, the voice actor for Tommy Pickles is actually female.
Oh, like Bart Simpson.
So she, do you remember, did you watch all of Friends? Do you know the girl that shows up that like was a previous coworker of Phoebe's where they like sing Smelly Cat together and then she steals the song from Phoebe?
Okay.
That girl is Tommy Pickles. She's the voice of Tommy Pickles. And she's also the voice of like Phil and Lil and I think Angelica. Like she does a lot of the voices on the show. Yeah.
Very cool.
They use like 4 voice actors for all the voices on this show. It's crazy. But when you listen to her talk, if you watch that episode of Friends again, the second she comes in, you'll be like, that's Tommy Pickles. Like you'll know it in her voice now because you know that she did that. Friends is one of my favorite TV series. But if I watch it with anyone that's like never seen it before, even watching it with Steph when I was showing her.
She never saw it.
Not before she was dating me, you know. She watched a couple episodes of it, but because her sister really likes it, but it just didn't age well. She was like, this is very feminist and like awful. Or no, very anti-feminist. Sorry. There's a lot of like,
what? This is supposed to be like a good kids puppet show.
And is it Stu Pickles doing the puppet show? It is, yeah. It's Tommy's dad. Oh no, it's Stu and Drew. It's Stu and his brother doing a puppet show. I love that. In these like 90s cartoons, they still do it in like current cartoons, but they have like the humor for the parents because the kid watching wouldn't know what the hell is happening. But the parents are like, haha, they're arguing with the puppets. Oh, they think Tommy ate Spike's food and turned into a dog. That's hilarious.
Why does Angelica want Spike to bite the male?
Because that's like the dog thing. I don't know.
They all want it to be a dog.
Yeah, they thought that if you eat dog food.
But Angelica's already a bitch, so it's okay.
That's awesome.
And the brothers are just arguing.
Well played, Brendan. Well played. I love that Angelica's like helping them. She's like, yeah, babies, eat the dog food.
How can she understand them, but she can actually talk?
I don't know, man.
How do they explain that?
What the fuck? Are they using Stu's invention to like hover them up to the dog? They're going to look at these people are horrible parents, Brendan. They have no idea where their fucking kids are.
It's gonna fall on them and they're all gonna get concussed.
They're literally now flying around on a hover car built by Tommy's dad, and the parents are fighting over who's doing the puppet show right, and they have no idea that the kids are fucking around in the kitchen with this hover car and dog food.
And Angelica's in whiteface. Because she fell into a bag of flour.
I'm gonna bring them in over water.
Now their kitchen is flooded.
This is actually so funny. It makes me want to watch Rugrats over again, like just from the beginning. Now the brothers are having a therapy session with the puppets.
Yeah, isn't the mom like, forget what they do for work?
I think she is like legitimately a therapist. Isn't carrot cake supposed to be like
a not a birthday cake
and also not just white?
If it's Raz frosting.
I guess, but like,
I had carrot cake for my birthday.
Carrot cake's good as fuck, man.
So good.
It should have been chocolate. Oh, yeah, they are Jewish. They do like a Hanukkah episode. Like, they just give the dog like a whole can of dog food. Oh, no, he doesn't even want it. Okay, the babies are all going to go eat it. These people don't look after their kids.
Who are eating? Their kids are eating dog food.
They all ate it and then spat it out. That's hilarious. Rugrats, Brendan. So basically the moral of the story is parents in the 90s didn't look after their kids.
No.
At all. The Magic School Bus was definitely 90s.
September 1997.
Disney's One Saturday Morning.
Man, we had all the best TV shows in the 90s. What did people do before the 90s? They were just bored all the time.
Pretty sure. And Flash animation.
Yeah.
What did people do? Is this 3D animated?
It looks like it. When did that come out?
I don't think it is, though.
I think the poster is just drawn as if it were 3D, but the show is not 3D.
Yeah, Rugrats got a movie. I feel like every cartoon
got a movie. The Wild Thornberrys got a movie. Hey Arnold got a movie.
Did it?
Yeah. All the good 90s kids shows got movies.
1996. Doug.
What was another one? The Fairly Odd Parents is a little later. It's not 90s.
91 to 99.
What is Doug?
Never watched Doug?
I don't think so. The Doug Show. Oh, I did watch Doug. Bro. A part of my brain just busted open that I haven't used in like 20 years.
Doug and Patty and Skeeter.
Dude. Whoa, the animation on this is actually really good too. This is wild. Holy fuck, was the budget of this show insane? I remember this though. Wow, dude. When you said Doug, I had no idea what you were talking about. And the second I saw that, it like blew my brain wide open. Arthur. Did Arthur get a movie?
He got a lot of like straight to DVD stuff, but he never got a real theatrical release.
Oh, what is this?
We could do Cat Dog.
Oh, dude, Cat Dog was sick too. That was an awesome show. What in the world?
What the heck?
What the fuck is this shit?
Doris?
Bro.
The Door.
That was 90. This is 90s 3D animation. That's what that shit was. Scooby-Doo. Nice. Love it. Is this Ace Ventura?
Yeah.
There's an Ace Ventura cartoon. TV show? A cartoon? Oh my god. We had some good cartoons in the 90s, man.
There's an Addams Family cartoon?
Yeah.
I remember there was a live action show.
Well, it was based on the live action movies from like the 60s, because the Addams Family has been around for so long. Uncle Fester. Huh? That's what that guy's name was, Uncle Fester, the dude on the train.
I don't know that show.
What the fuck is this?
What is this?
Is that what are those machines called?
Like a Rube Goldberg.
Yeah, Rube Goldberg machine.
I have like a vague memory of what this is.
I have no memory of what this is. McGee and Me. Nice.
Oh, Paddington Bear.
Bro, he got a movie.
He did, like a real one, like a 3D animated.
Yeah, like live action 3D.
I remember that show. What is this?
I have no idea. The Headless Horseman?
Sam and Max.
Is this Super Mario Brothers? There was a 90s Super Mario Brothers cartoon?
Listen to the sound effects.
Brendan, there's a Mario Brothers TV series from the 90s. You know, there's like tons of Looney Tunes from the 90s too. Mm. Like there's so much Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes, there's actually episodes of Looney Tunes that have been completely wiped from the air because they're so like awful. There's like an episode of Looney Tunes from like 93 where Bugs Bunny does blackface. It's pretty bad. Because that shit was like...
Oh, do you remember this show?
The creepy puppet show? Yeah. This
Angela
shit was awful.
Anaconda.
This is the Wild Thornberrys, right?
I think so. No,
oh, no, it was Animal Crackers. They made a TV show out of a freaking everything in the 90s.
The Animal Shelf.
It was literally like the weirdest time for television, but also the best time for television because there was so much random shit. Animaniacs, dude. The difference in animation between something like Animaniacs, though, and like other shit. Is that an Archie Comics TV show?
What about time today?
This is my favorite show, I think.
The theme song is super catchy.
What the hell is this?
I have no idea. Oh, is this Monster by Mistake? Monster by Mistake.
Oh, no,
it was
by
not Monster by
Ginger.
Mistake. There was an Ant-Man TV show? Whoa, dude.
Babar.
Oh, yeah, Babar. The Elephant TV show.
What the... I've
never saw this ever.
D-
duck breaks his ass out of an egg. And Brendan's like, what the fuck? What is this shit? There was a weird realm of TV in the 90s.
What animals?
You know what's funny about some of these shows, though? They were someone's favorite show, guaranteed.
Oh, absolutely.
I remember Beast Wars. Yeah. Beavis and Butthead, baby.
A Beetlejuice cartoon?
Whoa. This is wacky as fuck.
It's creepy.
Holy shit. Look at the intro. It's going to give you a seizure just watching this shit. Whoa, dude. Everyone listening right now needs to go watch the Beetlejuice intro from the 90s. Shit is wild.
Thank you, Retro Crunch.
What the fuck is this?
Boy Robot.
Why did I not know about any of this?
Big guy and... Do you remember George Shrinks?
Oh, yeah. George Shrinks was funny. That was a good show.
What in the fuck is this? Is that where this came from?
No, it was a song from like the 50s. It was like a comedy album from the 50s. But there's a show about animated birds.
And the theme song is literally just Bird is the Word.
It's literally just called Birds.
It's also got a seizure warning probably before every episode because the fucking intro was just flashy colors. Dude, Blue's Clues.
There you go.
Here's the mail. It makes me wail. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it oh, wait, no.
It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail.
That must be the original, Steve.
When it comes, I want to wail.
It's got to be the original, Steve.
Oh, I remember this show. I don't remember what it's called, though.
Yeah, I remember it, too, though. It's in my memory bank. Stashed away with dust on it.
Bob and Margaret.
Bob and Margaret.
Was it for adults? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Oh, dude, yeah. Bob and Margaret was like an adult, like, after dark television show. Yeah. Holy fuck.
But like... Because it was a cartoon, I remember getting away with it.
Yeah, it was like on with Newground, with the undergrads and shit, though. Like, It was on like the late night Teletoon. This is funny, because this is actually all 3D animated from the 90s.
Oh, Bobby's World.
Bro, the tricycle. He's got his little trike.
Did you watch this?
I did. It was awesome.
I remember this. Unlike the WB.
This was the good shit, man.
It's a good intro.
It is a good intro. How did some of these shows get made? That's what I mean. Like, some of this shit would just get denied instantly nowadays.
I don't know.
Oh my god, that shit was made in like...
What the heck?
What in the world is going on? Wow.
Yep.
That was a blast from the past.
Is there even such a thing as Saturday morning... cartoons anymore? Because like kids just have everything.
I don't think so. Also, we didn't see that one, but there's an Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog intro in this video. Oh my god, I watched this show.
I did too.
This is so awesome, bro. I remember this TV show.
What a weird intro, though. Holy cow. Holy cow. This is like chaos. Wow.
There you go.
It's weird to think about, though, but like these are shows we could have seen once and then like never watched again,
right?
Because we weren't in front of the TV, because we didn't know, because they got taken off the air,
or there were only 13 episodes,
right?
Like they, but then there's stuff like I would watch TV before school every day. Like I'd eat my breakfast and watch, like it would be before grade school, so I'd get on the bus.
I always watch Arthur.
Yeah, Arthur was on in the mornings. I also watched Teen Titans like religiously in the morning. Like I'd get up, I'd get my cereal, and at 7:30, I'd sit down in front of the TV and I'd watch Teen Titans for half an hour, and then I would go to school. So like I saw every single episode of Teen Titans, and that was like 2003 or something, or four, that show came out. That was like way before Teen Titans Go. It was like the darker version of the show and all that stuff. And it was like, yeah. But then there's shows that I didn't see like any of ever. I watched like one episode here or there, but I liked it. I just didn't know when to watch it because I didn't have the time. Like I wasn't around the TV at the right time.
Thank you for joining us on another
refined
90s
cinema
quickie.
Quirk.
See you next time.
Enjoy your nostalgia overload from this episode.